What awaits us in space? Somebody made a statement the other day which is so true. They said in referring to space, we have no idea what is out there. This is so true in a myriad of ways. We don't know what kind of life may be out there, we don't know if it has already visited the Earth and maybe even is among us, we don't know what some of the mechanics are of the universe, and this has been proven by our calculations which seem to indicate only 10% of the matter needed is here. This is precisely why astronomers suspect the rest of space is dark matter. But does it have to be? Right now, there is an argument going on between scientists. One side is composed of those who believe dark matter exists, while the other side thinks the theory of dark matter is poppycock. Taking dark matter down to its simplest, it is just missing matter we can't see or detect, so if it exists, how will we know? There has been a movement in science which is just getting started that proposes the missing amount of matter in our universe is really there. You may wonder, how can this be if we can't see it? They say the reason for this is the missing matter is inside of black holes. Black holes are singularities which have such powerful gravity even light cannot escape from them when it is drawn into them. Some have even proposed there are universes inside of black holes. Could a black hole turn out to be some sort of barrier around a universe? When one thinks about this theory, there is a chance it could be correct. On the other hand, even if it is correct, could these galaxies be in different dimensions from our own? When one cannot see inside of an object, especially a huge object which in some instances might be able to swallow whole galaxies, it is almost impossible to predict what might be inside of them. The same black holes some believe exist, and even bigger ones, could form beyond what we can see at the edge of our universe and could be responsible for why the universe is expanding, because their gravitational pull may be so strong it is driving this expansion. Could it be someday our known universe will land up inside of a black hole? We could be inside an incredibly big one right now and not realize it. There are other things happening which we know about, and maybe even things happening which we don't. For example, could it be possible for the fabric of time and space to tear? If it is possible, we might not know it, and what would be the ultimate outcome of this happening? How do we know when a powerful supernova takes place it isn't tearing space? Let's just say for argument it is tearing space and time. What would be the result of this happening? Could we be letting in matter from another dimension or from a past or future time? If we were, is this something which has been going on in our universe forever and we were unaware of it? It is thought the denser an object is in space, the more it warps space-time. This means space and time would already be bent and maybe stretched around the star, and the more dense and larger the star is, the more the stretch would be. Could this possibly mean the area around a very large and powerful star may have stretched space to a point where it is much weaker, and when an explosion such as a supernova takes place it just tears that area asunder? We tend to think about space as being just an empty area, but this is not what the great scientists have told us. Einstein was very concerned about space and time. There may be things happening all around us which are incredible and yet we know nothing about them. Take Earth for example. According to Einstein, the Earth is bending space and time due to its size. Does this mean there are areas around the Earth which might be able to be used for time travel if we knew how? There have been plenty of stories about people who claim to have just disappeared while walking and landed in a different time, and when they retraced their steps made it back to the time they were in before they were transported. One thing I do not like to see is scientists making predictions on when certain things are going to happen, when they have no more idea than the rest of us. Recently I saw a scientist state we will be able to meet with aliens within 10 years. Could anything be more ridiculous than this prophecy? It's not that it might turn out to be true, but if it is, it would just be up to a lucky guess. I would have just as much of a chance of being right if I said we will detect alien life in 20 years. Or 30 years. It's not as if some alien told the scientists when he was going to make contact with us. What else could be waiting for us out in space? Some think the radiation in space will have an effect which we are not expecting. We know it's deadly to humans if we get too much of it, but others believe it may drive us crazy. Can you imagine the captain of a spaceship going insane and perhaps crashing the ship? One of the things we are beginning to find out is some life can exist in space. So far, we know about microscopic animals and bacteria which seem to be able to hibernate in space, which proves space does not kill every living thing. This may mean there is actually space life, that is, beings living in space. The idea used to be far-fetched, but not so much anymore. Now many just think it is thought to be improbable but not impossible. There is also the question of microbes living in space which could be dangerous to humans. Could it be there are microorganisms in some parts of space which will be able to attach themselves to our spacesuits and maybe even our ships, which we would then bring with us and possibly cause an epidemic which we would have no cure for? There are just so many questions about the universe we have no answer to. It is really going to be interesting when we get into space in a meaningful way.